So I'm back at the women's convention. I'm now with Tabitha. Tabitha was one of my classmates in seminary. Tabitha has finished all her papers, her dissertation, and she's due to graduate while I'm still working really hard to try and get all of that done and way, way behind. And as ever, as organised as she is, she has a wonderful project in store, which I'm going to have her tell you all about.
I've decided to start a project called Letters to Women in Ministry. And it's really just an encouragement, because when I came and started studying and started looking at the whole area of ministry, at first I felt really alone.
Yeah.
And then I've realised that when I was here, I made loads of friends, and also I was really blessed because the pastors here, one of them was a woman, and I had a lot of resources to pull on to kind of help me with my identity as a female minister. And then I realised when talking to other students that they weren't having that experience. And I spoke to students from different varying seminaries that were studying varying sort of faiths and religions, and they weren't having that experience of having other women they could draw on. And so I wondered what I could do, what small thing I could do to help and encourage them. And I decided that I would put together a book, a collection of letters that women who have already been in ministry for a while, who've already gone through that journey of trying to find out who they are in ministry and trying to collate everything together in their head as, you know, all of the different roles that we play as women. And I thought, what better way than to give them something to encourage them? And so I've started to put together this collection, and it's going really well. We've had some really interesting contributions from all over, and I think one piece of advice that stuck with me is tell your boss what you're doing.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it seems so simple, but I didn't really think about it until I was reading this letter from this pastor who'd been out for a while, and she's ministering in another country, and she said, you know, if you make the newspaper and you're doing something, mm-hmm. send them a copy of the newspaper. Yeah. If you've got a problem, send them. And I thought to myself, hold on, why didn't I think about that? Yeah. And then I thought, maybe this book is actually going to be really useful, because it will give those bits of advice yeah. that you don't think about. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking for loads of contributions from women from all over the world, from different denominations, from people who've had experience in ministry,
yeah.
who've gone on that journey to from being called to being, I guess, actually doing what they were called to do.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And so what stage are you at the moment? How many letters do you have? And how can people contact you if they want to contribute a letter? Is it just the letter? Is it email, phone call, conversation, Twitter? What sort of social networking tools are you using out there?
At the moment, we're on Facebook. We're on...
What's the Facebook group called?
Letters for Ministry.
Right. And so people can get you on Facebook?
They can get me on Facebook. If they look up Letters for Ministry, it should definitely be there.
Okay, great.
It should be already running. The one that's really kind of got the whole thing going is actually our blog, and that's lettersforministry.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And so that's up and running, and that's where you'll find the guidelines. Basically, it's anything. It can be an email. It can be, if you're emailing me, it's tabitha.cedenio@gmail.com.
Maybe you want to spell Cedenio?
Yeah, C-E-D-E-N-I-O.
Right.
For those of you that are unfamiliar with my surname, as I am. So...
Maybe we need to spell Tabitha as well.
Well, for those of you that have a Bible, it's exactly the same
oh, right.
as Acts chapter 9, so okay. you should be okay with that. But email across something, write something, post it to the blog, send it to me on email. I mean, if you want to give me a call, then please just email me. I'll send you my telephone number. But it's literally anything from a couple of hundred words to 1,000 words, and it's... If it's a joke, if it's something that made you laugh, it's a little bit of
right.
inspiration,
okay.
if it's something serious, if it's a prayer that you had, any of those things
okay.
are very welcome.
Thank you very much. That's great. And I'll post this, and I hope that anyone who's listening to this audio boo will contact Tabitha and contribute to the book. Thanks.